Hey, it is time now in our show at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, to take a look back at the Pac-12 conference and specifically the USC meltdown against Alabama. I mean, oh my soul, they have got some work to do. The Crimson Tide certainly demonstrated their dominance in the opening weekend. I thought that USC had a shot, but ended up 52-6 with that loss in Dallas. So it is time now. We're going to pack our bags. We're going to head out to the land of enchantment, out to New Mexico, and catch up with one of our great contributors during the college football season, and that, of course, is Steve Borstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. Good evening.
Good evening. Listen, you called it a meltdown. That's a mild way of putting what happened last Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. You sound despondent. You sound depressed. So let's pick things up here a bit. I mean, what do you think you learned, though, in that season opener, and what did you anticipate going into that game, Steve?
I told my girlfriend, who we were talking before the game, she's like, "Hey, good luck, go get him." And I knew that I was already convinced it was going to be an embarrassment.
Why?
Well, that's a coaching staff that's not ready. That's a coaching staff that comprised of, head coach Clay Helton. He's lost three games in a row. They lost the Pac-12 championship. They lost the Holiday Bowl, and now they've lost this. T. Martin, clearly not prepared to be offensive coordinator or signal caller. They called three timeouts the first quarter. They were leading 3-0, and they called timeouts, lost all their first half timeouts in the first quarter. This isn't a Max Brown issue. This is a T. Martin issue. This is a sideline issue. This is a program that is in bad a shape now as they were 10 years ago when the sanctions were first being announced. It's that bad. And there's no other way to describe this. You had 8 months to prepare for this season, and this is where we're at after 8 months with a coaching staff put together. You can't use the excuse anymore that it's a scholarship issue. They had 82 players on their roster last Saturday night. I don't know where the fix is. I'm not suggesting you fire a coach because you're one game in. They have Utah State tomorrow. It's not dreadful.
So, Steve, tell us, what are your thoughts on USC head coach Clay Helton? I mean, what's your confidence level in terms of, is he going to be able to get these guys back to the forefront nationally?
Well, I mean, the logical answer to that is, look, you're playing Alabama. The expectations of beating Alabama are not good for a lot of teams. It's not just USC. It's a lot of teams can't beat Alabama. So, you go to Utah State. That's a game that's winnable. It's a game that doesn't have as much pressure. It's a game that doesn't have as much national expectations as Alabama does. So you go into that game, okay, you win that game, you turn things around. You still have the issue of, after that, it's Stanford. After that, it's Oregon. After that, it's Cal. After that, it's Washington. And every week there's another element here. And I'm sorry again, this is inappropriate a little bit, but now you've got off the field issues. Now you've got the two players on USC with the assault allegations against them. So nothing's changed, Alyssa. That's the problem here, is that nothing's changed. It's the same program that had the off-the-field issues a couple of years ago with Josh Shaw jumping out of a second-floor balcony window. It's the same program that had Steve Sarkisian. Uh-huh. It's the same program that had Steve Sarkisian getting hammered after practices and then showing up drunk on the sidelines during practices. It's the same program. There's nothing. There's been no change here. You had Pat Hayden, who was a disaster as an interim athletic director. Now you bring in Lynn Swan, who has no experience at the position whatsoever. You have Clay Helton, the head coach, who's now lost his last three games in front of national television audiences. The Pac-12 championship last year against Stanford, in which they had no business being in that game. The Holiday Bowl to Wisconsin, and now this game here against Alabama. So this is a work in progress that is going to require months of this season to rebound from. Alyssa, it's not so much losing to Alabama by 46. It's the national implication of recruiting, because 17-year-old kids who are deciding where they want to go play college football next year watched USC get embarrassed on national television. That's not good for the program that's trying to recruit these 17-year-old kids to go there, because their last impression, their most recent impression of USC is of a program that, after going up 3-0 in the first quarter against the national champions, decided to just basically go flatline on national television.
Okay, so Steve, were you on board with promoting Clay Helton from interim coach? He wasn't like, you know, the big sexy name and a splashy move that perhaps USC fans wanted, but it is a departure, because you were talking about Steve Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin. I mean, what's your confidence level in terms of that?
I understand trying to shift away from the Pete Carroll era. I do understand that, and I think it's important for that program to shift away from the Pete Carroll era. They made a mistake when, not only in the departure of Ed Orgeron, which was handled in horrendous fashion, they made a mistake there. They also made a mistake in not pursuing a coach that was available at the time. He's the current head coach of the Oakland Raiders, the USC alumni, by the name of Jack Del Rio. I said from the outset that should have been the guy they should have
gone after. I remember you saying it. You said it on the show. Yep.
And I to this day, it's regrettable that they did not make that move, because you see what he's doing in the Raiders organization.
Absolutely.
Now, and they're on the verge of doing good things in the NFL, the AFC West right now. And that would have been USC. Now, I'm not calling for the firing of Clay Helton, but I don't think he was the guy that was ready for that position. So you compound all these mistakes here. It's like a domino factor, Alyssa. It's the firing of Ed Orgeron, or the replacing of Ed Orgeron at the end of the year, which the players on that team vehemently disagreed with. Then it was the hiring of Sarkisian, which turned out to be a train wreck of biblical proportion. Then you've got the hiring then of the promotion of Clay Helton, which so far has resulted in virtually nothing. I mean, yeah, a nice couple of wins at the end of the season before the Stanford blowout in the Pac-12 championship game, before the loss to Wisconsin, and now this disaster of a game against Alabama. You know, again, and then you have the Pat Hayden, you know, situation where he gets replaced by Lynn Swann. There's just so much disarray. And for a program of such national importance, it's embarrassing to watch that program basically trip over themselves with every decision they make.
Okay, so how patient is Lynn Swann, the athletic director at USC, going to be with Coach Helton? I mean, how forgiving are they going to be, and how patient will they be?
I don't know if it's going to be even Lynn Swann's call as much as it's going to be the trustees' call. It's going to be the boosters. You know that, and how the college game works. It's not going to. It may not even be necessarily Lynn Swann's call, because he's still fairly new to the job. They should win this weekend against Utah State. You know, but I think if you see some more of these embarrassing losses, if you see some more of the inefficiency and the lack of cohesion on the sidelines with the coaching staff, Clay Helton wouldn't and shouldn't make it through the season.
Well, I think back to that 2013 matchup. I mean, you guys only won by 3 against Utah State.
Right.
I mean, that was a bit of a nail biter.
I have no confidence, right? I mean, I have confidence in the players. That's a good group of kids. That's a good group of players they have on the field. They recruited very well. But there seems to be no direction here. And again, when you mix in a 46-point loss on national television, you mix in the off-the-field stuff that's going on right now, the two players who are alleged to have committed an assault on a woman on campus, et cetera, you throw in all those things, and Alyssa, this team is not that much different from the one that got busted in 2004 and 2005, you know, for cheating on the football field and with all the Reggie Bush stuff. I'm sorry, I just don't see that much difference, and I'm very, very very disheartened right now with the direction of this program and where it supposedly was going under a very short time under Ed Orgeron. There was that little bright glimmer there when Ed Orgeron had this team beating Oregon on national television, and it was like, okay, here, this is the way you're supposed to go. And they dismissed him in the worst possible fashion, and now you're sitting here in the midst of a train wreck.
Okay, you've been listening to The Voice, Fox Sports New Mexico. Steve Bortstein has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. My final thought is, you know, I just think about this senior class. They have been, you know, USC, they've been through so much. The current seniors have played for 4 full-time or interim, you know, head coaches. And, you know, what kind of college football experience is that?
Three or four athletic directors.
Exactly. I mean,
back to Mike Garrett, three athletic directors. You know, Mike Garrett, Pat Hayden, and now Lynn Swann.
Yeah.
I mean, that's That's a lot for these kids to go through.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, we got to run. I hate to cut you short, but we look forward to another conversation with you. Okay, thanks so much. Great work.
Anytime.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at the all-new SB Nation Radio.